You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. Today I'm speaking to Josh McCrae from Brenthurst Wealth in Granger Bay in Cape Town, and we're going to talk about navigating investment products to construct your ideal investment portfolio. Now, this sounds like really pretty basic stuff. It sounds like basic stuff, but it needs to be highlighted, doesn't it? Because investment products are proliferating every single year, aren't they, Josh? And sometimes you might get tempted to go somewhere that you're not quite familiar with. And that's where, of course, a financial advisor comes in.
Hi, Lindsay. Yes, no, you're 100% correct. And it's actually so crucial for investors to understand all the options that they have available to them, because there are quite a few options. And I often find that investors aren't making use of certain products that would actually benefit their specific needs and their financial circumstances. So this means that they miss out on certain tax benefits, estate planning benefits, optimizing their income, for example. But by understanding all the options that are available to them and working in conjunction with an advisor, like you mentioned, the investors can fully optimize their investment portfolio.
The first thing you say, you've given me 4 points. You say why it is important to understand the different types of investment products. And as I said in my introduction, there's lots and lots of them. So where do you start, Josh?
Yeah, so let's start by understanding the two main categories of investment products. So financial advisors always like to use the term discretionary and non-discretionary. So to put it simply, what that means is discretionary, or otherwise known as voluntary products, on investment options that aren't retirement funds. So this means that these products aren't mandated by law, and they offer much greater flexibility in terms of the asset allocation within the product, as well as the contributions and withdrawals. So the most well-known and utilized discretionary product is the traditional investment portfolio, which is simply a fully liquid investment account that can hold a collection of various assets, like stocks and unit trust funds and many other securities. But the important aspect is this product is very flexible, but it doesn't have any tax benefits, meaning that the normal tax rates will apply within the portfolio. Also, you can't list any beneficiaries on this product, and this will also form part of your estate upon death. So another product that I'd like to highlight, which is also quite popular, is an endowment policy. So an endowment policy is a long-term investment product that gives you a tax-efficient way to grow your money if you are in that higher income tax bracket. So an endowment policy is legally required to have a 5-year minimum term. So this is usually referred to as a restriction period, as it limits the access you have to your money. And in exchange for this lack of flexibility, however, comes with nice tax benefits. So endowments are taxed at a flat rate of 30% within the policy, which is obviously very beneficial for high income earners who have a marginal tax rate higher than that 30%. And another fantastic benefit of the endowment policy is the estate planning benefits, because the proceeds can actually be directed to your nominated beneficiaries on death. And then lastly, just on the discretionary products, what I often find to be the most underutilized discretionary product is the tax-free savings account. So you can contribute up to 36,000 Rand per year with a total of 500,000 Rand contributions over your lifetime. But any of the returns on the investments within the tax-free savings account, including the interest, the dividends, the capital gains, this is all completely tax-free. So this makes tax-free savings account a very attractive option for long-term savings. And I always advise my clients to max out their tax-free savings accounts on an annual basis.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer. I mean, I remember when it was introduced a number of years ago now, I just thought that this has to be a no-brainer, and everyone must take advantage of it up to, you know, as you say, up to 500,000. And hopefully in the future, revenue will increase that 500,000 limit.
No, you're 100% correct. But what I often find is that because the amount that you can contribute on an annual basis is quite low, some clients tend to shy away from it. So they don't think to max out that 36,000 Rand on an annual basis. They'll put it towards a retirement annuity or into an investment portfolio, and they kind of leave it on the side. So I always advise max that out, use that 500,000 Rand lifetime contribution. And in 20 years, that can grow to a really nice value, and it's completely tax neutral. So I definitely advise my clients to make use of that.
The question you ask next is how to know if a product is suitable for you. Now, I would have thought that a high net worth individual would first of all say, okay, let's have a look at the tax efficient products first. Is that the way you go about it with a wealthy person?
Yes, no, of course. But before we touch on that, I just want to mention the non-discretionary products, which are i.e. the retirement products.
Okay.
So there's two subsections of retirement products. You have pre-retirement products and post-retirement products. So the pre-retirement products, meaning products that are used before retirement, which are retirement annuities and pension and provident funds. So a lot people are very well aware of retirement annuities and pension funds, but I'll just briefly explain. A retirement annuity is effectively a personal pension plan that helps you save money for your retirement. It has fantastic tax benefits because the contributions are tax deductible up to a certain limit, and the growth within that RA is completely tax-free. However, the retirement products do have very limited flexibility as they're governed by the Pension Funds Act. It's there to ensure protection of your retirement capital, but this tends to reduce the flexibility. So it means you can't access the capital in an RA until you reach the age of 55. The pension funds, they work very similar to the retirement annuities, but they are employer-sponsored retirement plans instead. Yeah, so once you've reached your retirement age, you can convert these pre-retirement products into a post-retirement product to provide you with an income. The two post-retirement products are a living annuity and a life annuity. A living annuity allows retirees to draw regular income from their retirement savings, and that income drawn is subject to income tax, but all that underlying investments, all of that is tax-free. Then the life annuity, on the other hand, provides a guaranteed income for life and is purchased with your pre-retirement savings, but you don't have any flexibility in the underlying investments, and that capital falls away upon death and does not form part of your estate, but at least you can sleep safe at night knowing that you've got that guaranteed income for the rest of your life.
Very good. Sorry, I jumped the gun there because I'd forgotten about the non-discretionary products. And I asked you, in jumping the gun, about whether tax is one of the first things that you write on the list when consulting with somebody about what products are suitable for that client. As I said, again, in my jumping the gun introduction, a wealthy individual surely must look at tax benefits first.
You're 100% correct. So that is one of the main factors. It's a huge factor into choosing which product you're going to utilize. If you're a high tax individual, you tend to want to contribute a lot to retirement annuities or in a pension fund and get that tax deduction benefit allows for. Or you may want to contribute to an endowment instead, rather than an investment portfolio, if you don't require income from the investment portfolio, because then that endowment, you tax at a fixed rate of 30%. So when we start trying to choose these products, it's so important to understand your financial goals. And that's crucial in selecting the right investment product. So are you saving for retirement, a child's education, or any other major lump sum purchase? Then what you have to do is match the products to your goals. So for example, a retirement annuity is ideal for long-term retirement savings, while investment portfolio might be better for medium-term goals that require flexibility. Another example is if you require an income from your portfolio, you wouldn't necessarily consider an endowment policy because there is that five-year restriction period. An investment portfolio would most likely be better suited to you.
Okay. So working with your financial advisor, you find out which products are suitable or not suitable for you. And also, the final point that you made sort of lends itself to that last question, because life stages and the correct product is the point that you want to make. In other words, life stages, you mean how old you are.
Yes, that's very correct. So obviously, every individual is different. You could be 20 years old and inherited a lot of money, and then you wouldn't necessarily go by the general formula everyone else uses. But for the majority of people in their early career, the main products you would want to use would be that tax-free savings account, because you're not necessarily earning a lot of capital at that point of time. So you want to put all the money you can into a tax-free savings account, max that out if you're able to. And you would probably also use a retirement annuity because you get tax deduction benefits from that. And you know you can't access that capital until you're 55. And a lot of youngsters tend to kind of reach into their savings whenever they can. So by doing this, you would focus on growth-oriented investments to build wealth over time and take advantage of higher risk tolerance and a longer time horizon. Then in your mid-career, so your 30s to 50s, then you would start focusing on your retirement annuities, your endowments, your offshore investment portfolios, with a focus on balancing growth and security. So you can start focusing on retirement savings while still taking advantage of growth opportunities. Then obviously your 50s to 60s, there's a big emphasis on retirement. You're getting close to that retirement. So you would utilize the same products, but you would shift more to more secure income generating investments as you prepare for that transition to retirement. Then post-retirement, which is 60s and beyond, hopefully you're not still working until you're 80 years old. But then the products would be that living annuity and your life annuity. And that's always a difficult choice, because within the living annuity, you've got a high prospect for growth, and you have flexibility in terms of where you're investing, but you don't have a guaranteed income. Where in the life annuity, you're stuck with that same fixed income for the rest of your life, but at least you've got security and ease of mind, and it ensures a stable income stream for retirement.
Very good. Well explained. And tell me another thing, which is not on your list, but it's on mine, my mental list. As the population gets older and life expectancy goes up, which it is almost every year, it seems to me, is the investment industry, the retirement industry, starting to create new products to cater for an aging population?
I'm not necessarily creating new products, but you might utilize products in a different way. So instead of, you may leave your capital in a retirement annuity for longer and contribute to that retirement annuity for a longer period of time, and instead of taking the money, converting it to a living annuity when you're 55 years old. Or you may reach the age of 55, and even though you don't require that income, start utilizing that living annuity to get more flexibility in terms of where you're investing it. So I think people definitely are using products a little bit differently. It's not so traditional anymore. Contribute to retirement annuity. When you turn 55, you take the money and put it into a living annuity. So we're definitely seeing a lot of variation in how these products are being utilized.
Very good. Well explained. And good chat, Josh. Thank you very much. Josh McRae is from Brentus Wealth in Granger Bay in Cape Town. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brentus Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.